Today, I want to talk to you about a 2021 novel by Christy Lefteri entitled Songbirds. The book is both wonderful and awful. Wonderful in the original meaning of the word, that is, full of wonder. But awful, not in the sense of full of awe, but rather the more pedestrian meaning of horrible or ghastly. Originally, I put the book down after only a few pages describing the practice of catching, killing, and eating songbirds, sickened by the very clear description. Fortunately, another reader in a small group of readers I belong to texted me to recommend Songbirds. So I picked it up again, and this time stayed with it. I'm so glad I did. Christy Lefteri is the child of Cypriot refugees and was brought up in London. She tells us in the author's note at the end of the book that she became friends with a domestic worker in Cyprus, whom she refers to simply as Kay. Kay has left her own daughters in Sri Lanka to work as a domestic worker in order to provide for her children. Quote, "She sends them clothes and money, but she cannot be there with them as they grow into young adults. I could see the strength, resilience, and immense love that Kay had within her, but I also came to see the immense suffering of her sacrifice. In the meantime, I could see how the other women in all the households along that street went about their duties, often unseen and misunderstood. Ah, one of the neighbors said to me once, these women don't care about their families. They drift around the world." End quote. Lefteri reminds the reader that these refugees are not like migrants. They leave home because they have no choice. Although not long, this little novel is complex and tells several stories at once. On one level, it is simply a love story. Yanis is a poacher who falls in love with Nisha, a domestic worker from Sri Lanka who works for his landlady, Petra, as cook, cleaner, and childminder for her 9-year-old daughter, Aliki. Aliki is a precocious and imaginative child, and her relationship with her mother, with Nisha, and with Yanis are lighthearted and lovely. On another level, it is a brutal story of men like Yanis who illegally poach protected songbirds, selling them to restaurants and rich patrons who eat the birds as a kind of delicacy. Two boats go out on the water with a mist net strung between them, quote, "almost invisibly, just above the sea," end quote. Yanis works for another man, Seraphim, who in turn works for wealthy financial backers. The boat goes out in the dark of night and waits for daybreak. Quote, "I must have fallen asleep because when I woke up, I saw 1,000 wings silhouetted against the sky, the sun cracking through the edge of the world. The birds that flew highest missed the net and made it to the shore. The others, the hundreds that skimmed the water or flew a few meters above it, their journeys ended there. They crashed into an invisible barrier, the fine threads of our massive net, and there they would flap, screech, and cry, but there they would stay." End quote. On other hunts, they take calling birds that have been kept in the dark for days or weeks, so that when the covers are removed, they sing constantly, calling the free birds to them and the traps. While the descriptions of the poaching are horrendous, there are mercifully few pages of such description, while the story of Nisha and Aliki is lovely and beautifully told. Suddenly, and without any notice or note, Nisha disappears, leaving her passport and personal items that she would never travel without. And so opens another level of the story. What has happened to Nisha? And why do the authorities ignore the missing person report filed both by Petra and Yanis? Quote, I was wondering if you could take down Nisha's details, investigate. I can't concern myself with these foreign women. I have more important matters to attend to. If she doesn't return, my guess would be that she's run away to the north. That's what they do. She's gone to the Turkish side to find better employment. These women are animals. They follow their instincts. Or the money, more likely. That's what I have to say on the matter. End quote. Since neither Petra nor Yanis get any help from the police or authorities, they begin an investigation of their own into Nisha's disappearance. Eventually, they discover that four other women domestic workers have disappeared, two of them with children who have also disappeared. Lefteri tells us in her author's note that the novel was inspired partly by the disappearance of five female migrant domestic workers in Cyprus, along with two of their children. The comparison of the poached songbirds caught in the mist net to the refugee workers is a powerful one, and Lefteri's beautiful writing provides a rich backdrop for her story. I have neither the time nor the inclination to tell readers how this story ends, but I can say that this is a book that we should all read. I will close with one more quote from the author's endnote. Quote, "Songbirds is a story about migration and crossing borders. It is about searching for freedom, for a better life, only to find oneself trapped. It is a story about the ways in which systemic racism exists, often unquestioned, relying upon prejudice and nationalistic ideas to survive. It is a story about learning to see each other and every human being in the same way we see ourselves." End quote. This is Patricia Kohlberg reading for Larry Bolden and for the Old Mole Variety Hour.